I think our target is inviting us in. The trail's way too obvious.
Aye. That bugger's supposed to be smarter than this, right?
It's still a mimic, though, said Zira, while climbing over a small ridge. Even if it became 10 times smarter than normal, it would still be as dumb as a rock.
Harold decided to chime in.
She has a point, but I'm with Buddy. This is way too suspicious.
The party moved onward carefully, watching their every step and minding their bearings. After about 10 minutes of painfully slow progress, they arrived at a clearing. Rather than a natural meadow, something had cleared out all the trees in the vicinity and turned them into about 20 small, flimsy huts.
Goblins,
muttered the rogue under his breath.
What the fuck?
Mark was so shocked he reflexively cursed. The scenery that unfurled before him was entirely too familiar. There was blood everywhere. It painted the walls of the flimsy hovels. Bits of goblin flesh were strewn about the place. Piles of gray ash littered the scenery. There was not a single corpse left behind. Buddy decided to take charge.
Think it's hiding in here? There's a lot of crappy baskets and pots around the place.
Yeah,
nodded Kuros.
Them logs around the campfire are also pretty suspect. Could be in the huts, too.
I have an idea. I can try to smoke it out, suggested Zira.
Won't you be wasting your MP? I thought those ruin spells were quite costly.
They are, but I'll be fine, Harold. I have over 1,000 MP, you know.
They moved closer to the village as a group without dropping their guard, even for an instant. After walking closer to the edge of the village, Zira signaled everyone to stop. The witch held her staff up towards the sky and closed her eyes.
There is nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. This village will burn like the heart of the sun.
She chanted it clearly and purposefully, her voice echoing unnaturally.
With infinite glee, I call upon thee.
A chill ran down the men's spines. They had a very bad feeling about this.
Inferno!
She shouted at the top of her lungs. A massive hurricane of red-hot flames appeared out of nowhere and swept across the goblin village. It must have been at least 10 meters in diameter and 5 meters tall. It only lasted several seconds, but that was enough to set the entire village ablaze. A wide smile appeared on Zira's face. It was so wide that it seemed like her jaw was about to fall off. She spread her arms and let out a maniacal, four-stage laugh. Her eyes gazed madly at the flames that ravaged the wooden huts and turned everything in front of her to ash. The way she cackled like that made it clear she had forgotten completely about her surroundings.
Get down!
Screamed Buddy. Everyone besides the still laughing psycho hit the dirt. A streak of dark matter flew above them, precisely through the spot where the dwarven priest's head was half a second ago.
Aegis!
Screamed Kuros. A transparent bubble of golden light wrapped around the party. A second mass of darkness slammed into the hastily constructed barrier. The Aegis spell couldn't take it and shattered, but proved enough to repel the attack. Buddy recognized the Shadow Bolt spell. He leaped to his feet while shouting,
"It's a warlock!"
to his comrades. In his right hand he held 3 throwing knives poised between his fingers. He threw the trio of blades at a particular tree some 20 meters away. The rogue was aiming at a rather dense pile of leaves, which he had confirmed was the origin of both Shadow Bolts with his heightened senses. In an instant, the leaves opened up to reveal an array of dagger-like teeth and a thick red tongue. The out-of-place maw swallowed up the 3 throwing knives like they were an afternoon snack.
Kasha!
Screamed the mimic. Since it was already discovered, its leaf camouflage was now useless. It leaped from the tree branch it was sitting on. By the time it hit the ground, it had already returned to its regular appearance, that of a wooden chest frame with 6 black spider-like feet and a trio of tongue tentacles gripping a sword each. Having confirmed their target, Mark grabbed hold of his flare launcher. He aimed it at the sky and pulled on the string. There was a bang and a flash as the bright red flare shot off, screaming into the blue sky.